シャープパーティー行くぞ。
よし、パーティー。
可愛い子めっちゃ来るよ。
うん、マジで？
マジマジマジ。
つうか、場所どこよ？
スガモ。
え？
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。こんにちは、さくらです。
Peter here, Celebrity Survival Phrases number 6. Can you say it in plain Japanese? I'm joined today with a celebrity of our own, Sakura-san.
はい、よろしくお願いします。
よろしくお願いします。Celebrity Sakura-san. I like the sound of that.
あ、本当？Really?
Such a nice ring to it. Don't get too excited. Now, what are we talking about today?
簡単な日本語。
Simple. Simple Japanese.
Yes.
Or plain Japanese. Now again, Japanese has many different politeness levels.
Yes.
And some of the politeness levels you come into contact in interviews or very formal situations is, well, way beyond
Yes.
the realm of comprehension for even intermediate students.
Mm.
So sometimes, in order to bring the conversation back into the realm of understanding, or at least your understanding,We're going to introduce you to a phrase that will come in very handy.
Yes.
Now, Sakura-san, what's the title of this again?
Celebrity Survival Phrases.
Now, this kind of, when you hear survival phrases, you think of something quite easy.
Yes.
What do you think of today's conversation?
Ah,
is right. Don't sugarcoat it. Come on, tell us what you think.
Chotto difficult.
Yeah, okay, and I'll interpret here. Chotto in Japanese can be used to explain the context of the question or situation. Here, chotto difficult is really difficult.
Eh?
We have some really tough conditionals in here. Definitely not basic Japanese.
No.
But again, this is kind of the point that you're going to come into contact with Japanese that's going to be beyond your comprehension. Mm-hmm. So we're giving you the tools to bring it back in. Yes. Say it again or say it a different way. Say it easier.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Sakura-san, are you ready?
Hi.
Here we go.
Skoshi, 個人的なことを聞いてもよろしいですか？
はい、どうぞ。
もし生まれ変わったら、また俳優の道を選びますか？
すみません。もう少し簡単な日本語でお願いします。
もう一度子供に戻ったら、また俳優になりたいですか？
なるほど。はい、通訳者お願いします。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
少し個人的なことを聞いてもよろしいですか？
はい、どうぞ。
もし生まれ変わったら、また俳優の道を選びますか？
すみません。もう少し簡単な日本語でお願いします。
もう一度子供に戻ったら、また俳優になりたいですか？
なるほど。はい、通訳者お願いします。
次は英語が入ります。
少し個人的なことを聞いてもよろしいですか？
May I ask a bit of a personal question?
はい、どうぞ。
Yes, of course.
もし生まれ変わったら、また俳優の道を選びますか？
If you could do it all over again, would you choose to be an actor again?
すみません。もう少し簡単な日本語でお願いします。
Sorry, in a little easier Japanese, please.
もう一度子供に戻ったら、また俳優になりたいですか？
If you could return to your childhood one more time, would you still want to be an actor?
なるほど。はい。通訳者お願いします。
I see. Interpreter, please.
Sakura-san,
Hi.
What did you think?
There
it is. We have our proof. Really difficult.
Yeah.
Okay, a lot to cover in there. So let's start with the vocab. First we have
少し.
A little.
少し. 少し.
Followed by
個人的な.
Personal.
個人的な. 個人的な.
Next.
聞く.
To hear.
聞く. 聞く.
Followed by
生まれ変わる.
To be born again.
生まれ変わる. 生まれ変わる.
I really like this word. This is a compound verb. First we have
生まれ.
To be born. Then we attach
変わる.
To change. Born, change. Be born again.
Yes.
Next.
俳優.
Actor.
俳優. 俳優.
Followed by
道.
Street.
道. 道.
Next.
選ぶ.
To choose.
選ぶ. 選ぶ.
Followed by
簡単.
Simple.
簡単. 簡単.
Next.
戻る.
To turn back.
戻る. 戻る.
All right, let's just go through this conversation and see if we can't pull out some really good information. First, we have the interviewer.
少し個人的なことを聞いてもよろしいですか?
May I ask you something a little personal? Let's start with the first part. First, we have
少し.
A little, followed by
個人的な.
Personal, a little personal.
こと.
Thing, a little personal thing. In Japanese, koto is thing. So, a little personal thing, marked by?
O.
Again, in Japanese, this marks the object.
Yes.
In this sentence, the personal thing is the object. Then we have the verb?
聞いて.
To listen in its te form. Now, if you look up a dictionary, you won't find 聞いて. What would you find?
聞く.
This is the dictionary form.
Yeah.
When we conjugate to the te form, the ku gets replaced with?
いて. いて.
So we have?
聞いて.
So this is the te form. To the te form we attach?
も.
When this mo is attached, we interpret this as even if.
Yes.
Even if you hear. Even if I ask. Even if, and then the verb. Even if I ask something personal?
よろしいですか?
Is it good or is it okay? So if we start from the back, we have, is it okay to ask something personal?
Yes.
Just go backwards. Okay? And again, this is some...
Difficult.
Difficult Japanese, some really polite Japanese.
Yes.
The yoroshii in here is quite polite. In more casual Japanese, you would hear...
いいですか?
Yeah. So yoroshii is the polite form of ii, which is good. All right, on we go.
はい、どうぞ.
Johnny's getting good because, yes, please, he caught this question. So he is getting good.
そうだよね.
Johnny-san, 頑張って.
頑張って.
On we go to a little bit of a difficult question. Here we go.
もし生まれ変わったら、また俳優の道を選びますか?
If you were born again, would you go down the path of an actor again? Yeah, I think that's right in the beginning of the basic Japanese books. However, in the interview, as there are interpreters and people by his side, you know, the interviewers will ask anything and everything. But, yeah, I wonder, this is an interesting question. So let's just take a closer look at this. First, we have...
もし.
Now, this indicates a conditional.
Yes.
It's often translated as if. Not necessarily the case, but... It indicates that a conditional will be coming.
生まれ変わったら.
If you were born again. Now we have the verb, which we gave you in the vocab section, the dictionary form, which is?
生まれ変わる.
Here we use the たら conditional, so we use the plain past plus ら. So 生まれ変わる becomes?
生まれ変わったら.
Now again, grammar here is a bit difficult, so PDF. Check out the PDF. Then we have?
また.
Again?
俳優.
Actor?
No.
Possessive.
道.
Way. Street. So again, actor's street or actor's way. But 道 can also mean path.
Yes.
Path of an actor. If we start from the back. Again, path of an actor. And this path is what we're choosing. So this gets marked with?
お.
Followed by?
選びます.
Choose. Choose the path of an actor again. Finally?
か.
Question mark and particle, which indicates that you're asking a question. Some kind of tough stuff here. So on to today's point.
Okay.
Now, how does our Johnny respond to this?
すみません。もう少し簡単な日本語でお願いします。
Excuse me. In a little easier Japanese, please. And just an incredible phrase.
Yes.
Sakura-san, I've been here years.
Yes.
And I still use this phrase, especially on the phone. お願いします。簡単な日本語でお願いします。Let's take a closer look at this. First we have...
すみません。
Excuse me? Followed by...
もう少し。
もう here emphasizes a little, so a little more.
簡単な。
簡単 is easy. Now this is a na adjective, again, beyond the scope of this lesson, but with a na adjective, when it comes in front of the noun, we put a na in there. So it's literally the adjective 簡単 and 日本語. Which kantan is modifying. But as it comes in front of the noun, we need the na in there. So, kantan na nihongo.
Kantan na nihongo.
This is marked with?
Nihongo.
This is marked with?
De.
So, again, the person is going to use Japanese. It's a tool. And tools get marked with de. Followed by?
Onegai shimasu.
Very polite way to ask something of someone. Here, it just means please, please. So, all together we have, もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
すみません。もう少し簡単な日本語でお願いします。
And as this is today's point, one more time, slowly and then quickly.
すみません。もう少し簡単な日本語でお願いします。すみません。もう少し簡単な日本語でお願いします。
So, the interviewer tries her best, but this is the best she could do.
もう一度子供に戻ったら、また俳優になりたいですか?
If you return, if you went back, if you were a child again, would you still be an actor? Would you still want to be an actor? And again, really difficult stuff. So, we're not going to go through this.Questions, stop by, leave us a comment. What we're going to do is go through the next line, which is his response.
なるほど。通訳さんお願いします。
I see. Interpreter, please. So, yeah, he didn't get this one, which is pretty realistic.
Right.
And again, this is something, again, I think there's a bit of humor in there.
Yeah.
You know, he's trying in Japanese and... Well, let's explain what the humor is in there. Why is this funny? Or attempting to be funny.
Because he says, なるほど.
Which means?
I see.
So it's like I got it.
Yeah. But then...
But then he says?
通訳さん、お願いします.
Which is?
Interpreter, please.
So that was the little bit of humor in there. And a bit of realism.
Yes.
All right, Sakura-san, what'd you think?
Yes, it was... Today's lesson was funny. Yes.
What about the other 550 and growing? Chotto.
Chotto.
Sakura-san, thank you again, Celebrity Sakura-san. Okay, that's good. Dewa. See you next week.
Dewa, mata ne.